USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Top-level negotiations between Congress and the White House are pushing toward a resolution on the $1 trillion-plus economic rescue package as President Donald Trump urges to get a deal done. Talks also continue to narrow on the so-called Marshall Plan for hospitals, as well as industry loans to airlines and others, all but grounded by the virus outbreak. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced that all sides are very close to the bipartisan resolution. He also said he's instructed committee chairman to assemble draft legislation, putting the price tag at nearly $1.4 trillion. And he also said with other measures from the Federal Reserve, it could pump $2 trillion into the U.S. economy. Negotiations are now focused on providing direct relief to Americans with one-time checks of $1,200, as well as ongoing payroll support and enhanced unemployment benefits for the newly out of work. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Trump administration harshly criticized France for releasing an Iranian man wanted for prosecution by the United States in an apparent prisoner swap with Iran. The State Department said it deeply regrets the unilateral French decision to release Jalal Rahalyad, who was the subject of the U.S. extradition request on charges of violating American sanctions on Iran. Spokeswoman Morgan Ortegas said in a statement that France had failed to uphold its obligation under the Joint Extradition Treaty and harmed the cause of American justice. A worldwide group representing Olympic hopefuls is calling on the IOC to postpone the Tokyo Olympics until the coronavirus pandemic is under control. The group called Global Athlete said, as the world unites to limit the spread of COVID-19, the IOC must do the same. This show of solidarity among Olympic hopefuls adds to the dozens of individual athletes who have come out against IOC's current stance, which is to start the games as scheduled on July 24. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
This is Baby by Jimmy Fallon. That's me.
As schools close indefinitely, children are now being forced to adjust to learning at home, and some kids may now become food insecure. A group of celebrities, including Jennifer Garner, Amy Adams, and Jimmy Fallon, are hoping to ease both of the challenges. They're working with Save the Children and No Kid Hungry, two organizations that work to ensure children around the world have resources to grow up healthy. To get more information, go to hashtag SaveWithStory. Actor and singer Kenny Rogers, who spanned jazz, folk, rock, country, and pop, has passed away. He died at his home in Sandy Springs, Georgia. He was under hospice care and died of natural causes. His breakthrough came when he was asked to join the folk group the New Christie Minstrels in 1966. The band reformed as the First Edition and scored a pop hit, which later became famous in the movie The Big Lebowski.
I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
After the group broke up in 1974, Rogers started his solo career and found a big hit with the sad country ballad Lucille in 1977, which earned Rogers his first Grammy. He won his second Grammy after being part of a movie, The Gambler.
You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough to count when the dealing's done.
Kenny Rogers was 81. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.